Sold some tickets to come see my downfall. Sold out in minutes. I saw friends in the front row. They'll leave when I'm finished. And when the light in my name's gone. Because the ones who gas you up, they only come around when there's a new Columbia House Party single. Jake, what's up?
Not much, man. How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm also well.
That's good.
That's nice.
That's good.
We're both well.
Yeah, we're in month infinity of, everything. And it's headed for even more lockdown-ish lockdown. Yeah.
Yeah, we're pretty much back in it now.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Good thing we've all got healthy coping mechanisms, right?
Yeah, let's call it that.
Yeah. Luckily, between the start of this and the end of the basketball season and now, I was able to, in the words of our artist today, decompress. If I was an artist, I'd be a depressionist. I need to decompress from this. I can't relate to the ketamine that he talks about.
No, thankfully.
The idea of being a depressionist who needs to decompress from this is that I can vibe with.
I'm happy that you can't relate to that part, I think.
Yeah. All right. This is your latest Columbia House Party single. Thank you so much for listening along with us and checking this one out. I think this one will be a fun one. It was actually requested on Twitter when this album first came out because it strikes what people seem to think is a very me chord. So we'll see how that goes. If you're new to us, these singles mini episodes come out every Friday and they allow us to either isolate a discussion point from the main feed episode on Monday or get something tangentially related to that. Or in the case of today, and actually for the next couple of these singles, I think, I just talk about something new that came out that, you know, maybe it's a little too soon for a full episode or maybe it's not, you know, relevant enough to the arc we're on in the main feed for a full episode, but something we wanted to talk about nonetheless. Today, we wanted to discuss a newer album that dropped at the end of September. So if you're listening to this, this is now late October. This is one of those ones where you actually may not have heard it yet, though, because when you hear that Machine Gun Kelly has a new album, if you're a listener to this podcast, the feedback we've gotten is that your tastes generally don't skew too far into the type of music Machine Gun Kelly normally makes. We have done episodes like Lil Peep and Juice WRLD and Lil Wayne to get some of that crossover. But in general, Machine Gun Kelly, who is a rapper bordering on emo rapper in the past, doesn't really hit the sweet spot for this podcast. However, Machine Gun Kelly has slowly drifted into the pop punk world. And then after slowly drifting that way for a little while, has now abruptly jumped into the pop punk world. Until recently, the two things I liked about Machine Gun Kelly most were one, taking a vicious powerbomb from Kevin Owens off the stage of Monday Night Raw after he performed live on Monday Night Raw, and then Kevin Owens, who was a bad guy at the time, powerbombed him into oblivion off of a stage. And then Machine Gun Kelly also had a small role in The King of Staten Island, where he was pretty good, and I liked that movie. Have you seen that movie, Jake?
I haven't. I won't lie, it doesn't super interest me, but I heard it's not bad.
Yeah, it didn't super interest me either until I heard it was not bad, and it was okay. It was what it looks like, but a little better than what it looks like.
Fair enough.
Machine Gun Kelly, by the way, we've talked a number of times on this podcast about how when I was a teenager, I found music through my connection to wrestling. And at that time, a lot of it was kind of like new metal or rap rock kind of stuff. WWE has always done a good job of pivoting to kind of what is considered alternative at the moment and connecting with that. Like I mentioned when we've talked about Poppy on this show that, you know, Poppy did some music for WWE, even though, you know, if you have a certain idea of what Poppy is and what WWE is, maybe that doesn't mesh. And maybe the same could be said for Machine Gun Kelly. However, Ohio is a well-known hotbed for wrestling, Jake. I'm sure you know this as a big wrestling fan. No? Okay.
Oh, that was a question.
Yes. It was just leaving you a window to talk about your wrestling fandom.
Oh, yeah, of course. Obviously, I know that Ohio is a big hotbed for wrestling. What do you think I am?
While some might say Ohio is for lovers, Ohio is also for fighters. Hey. we have such luminaries from Ohio as Macho Man Randy Savage, Brian Pillman, Chris Hero, Alexa Bliss, The Miz. Even LeBron is a fan. There's that famous photo of LeBron holding a flip phone to take a picture and smiling, and that is him attending a wrestling event.
Definitely heard of two of those people other than LeBron.
Yeah, Macho Man.
Macho Man, yeah. And The Miz, I've heard around. I think probably from you.
Hey, man. Reality TV star turned wrestler.
There you go.
What a path. It's almost as abrupt a jump as rapper turned pop punk singer. The jump that Machine Gun Kelly has made with his September album, Tickets to My Downfall. And that new sound, best encapsulated by this song featuring Halsey, Forget Me Too.
You want me to forget you? Okay, forget me too. You tell me you hate me, baby. Yeah, I bet you do. Damn, I saw you walk in the room and I tried my best not to panic while I'm looking for the back door. I smelled a perfume and it's IBS. I'm gonna stay and put my key in the bag more. I can't pretend to forget you're the reason I punched a hole in the wall back home. And then a couple hours later we're in room 29 at the chateau. I left before you woke up. I don't feel right. See you sober. You want me to forget you?
So for me, when something like this comes out, and like, I think because I've been more into the emo rap side of things, and like, you know, we talked about way back when in the Travis Barker solo album episode, just like, I really like this kind of between genre stuff or meeting of the genres. It didn't take me much convincing once I saw tweets about Machine Gun Kelly having a pop punk album to dive into this and really like it. I don't want to put words in your mouth because we haven't actually talked about this yet, other than the fact that we were doing it. My instinct is that you listen to it thinking you were not going to like it and have to begrudgingly admit it's okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I would even say I would take one step further and say that I went into this assuming I was going to hate it. Like, I really didn't want to like this, I think. But it's pretty good. We had watched the whatever the fucking video is with Megan Fox in it a few like weeks ago.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, uh-oh. I kind of like this. What's going on? And then I kind of forgot about it entirely and assumed it was just like a one-off tune. Like, I didn't realize that it was a whole project. And then here we are.
Here we are indeed. So if you are surprised by this pivot for Machine Gun Kelly, I don't blame you because, again, you know, if there's an artist who's in a genre that you don't listen to or an artist that maybe you don't like for whatever reason, or even if you just like are comfortable with what an artist does, these things tend to sneak up on us a little bit if someone goes out of genre. However, there were signs that this was coming. If you go back and listen to Machine Gun Kelly's first three albums, there's only a little bit of this stuff coming in. You know, the odd guitar, the odd... you could tell a little bit, but not really. And then Hotel Diablo in 2019 had some hints that maybe this is where he was going. And then there was a heavy tease with I Think I'm Okay with Travis Barker and Youngblood. And anytime someone connects with Travis Barker, I get thinking, oh, well, maybe... You know, maybe. So Travis Barker is actually all over this album, which we're going to talk about in a sec. This song in particular, though, Forget Me Too, all lowercase because that's the trend now. It also includes Halsey doing a like pretty terrific Hayley Williams. And I like Halsey, and I liked her 2020 album Manic, and I liked her debut as the biggest celebrity on NBA Twitter during the Lakers playoff run. But this is something else. She kills this.
Yeah, I don't really know a lot about her other than Cassie does this really annoying impression of her whenever she uses words that have O's in them. But that's my exposure to her entirely, and this song, I guess. It's just good on this. I don't know. I don't think it necessarily jumped out at me like it did you, but also I don't necessarily have the reference points, I think, as much as you do.
That's fair. Also, a weird note with Halsey and MGK connecting on this song. They are alleged to be exes from back in 2017, and like, based on their Wikipedia pages and some articles I found about it, like in 2018, briefly had a very immature feud where Eminem like referenced Halsey going with G-Eazy and then Machine Gun Kelly responding. And it's weird, but, you know, it's nice that they could put that behind them and make a really good pop punk song. And hey, what better to make a pop punk song with than actual heartbreak and one-time animosity between the two of you. We're going to talk a little bit more about the pop punk influence on Machine Gun Kelly's latest after this. All right, Jake, so I mentioned that Travis Barker is heavily involved. And actually, if you remember back to our singles episode where we talked about Blink-182's new song Quarantine, we were talking about, okay, what if Skiba wasn't with Blink-182 anymore? Who should be the third person? And I threw Machine Gun Kelly out there as a potential option.
I feel like he's got this sort of inflection. Like, it's sort of almost a throwback to the 90s when like everyone took after Billy Joe and did that like almost British voice. Like, I actually had to Google him when I was listening to the album because I wasn't sure if he was English or not, because I don't know anything about him. I don't know if I would go as far as your statement, but it's way better than it has any right to be, and B, I ever thought it would be.
Yeah, and this is, you know, if you go back to, again, episode 18, when we did the Travis Barker solo episode and kind of talked about Travis Barker's life outside of Blink and career outside of Blink, Travis Barker's all over this. He is the drummer on every track. He also provides guitar, piano, keyboard, synth, and programming. And then beyond just Barker, the album also includes a guest appearance from Burt McCracken of The Used on a bonus track called Body Bag that also samples Dance Dance by Fall Out Boy. It includes Trippie Redd and Young Thug and Young Blood, who are kind of the type of rapper who fit in with this. The deluxe edition also has a cover of Misery Business. And there was a song called Times of My Life that was originally supposed to be on the album, and Tom Petty's estate deemed the hook to be too similar to a Tom Petty song. Kevin Bavona from The Transplants is also on a bunch of tracks playing instruments, so he did not half measure, like he did not half step into this. He lined up Barker, McCracken, the closest thing to a Hayley Williams Paramore era voice that you can find. Kevin Bavona, he really like approached this as if he was making like a rap pop punk, I guess rap punk. I don't know what you would even call it. And I think, you know, as guys who are Blink focused like we are, or like we know Blink well, I think my biggest takeaway from this is that this is more of what Travis Barker's solo album, Give the Drummer Some, which again, we talked about back in March on episode 18. You know, if there was a criticism of that, we both liked it, but the criticism would be that he kind of entered the rap world and threw his drums on it rather than finding kind of a middle ground the way his covers have, or the way he has with Machine Gun Kelly here. And I think it's interesting to think, you know, if Barker stays down this path of working with more rappers who want to add more of a rock sound to their profile, just what you can do kind of finding the middle ground instead of a rapper entering the pop punk world or a pop punk drummer entering the rap world. There's some cool middle ground to be found here.
Yeah. And I feel like I wonder how much of this is Barker and how much of it is him. And I'm also curious as to why there are so many songs that he had to get permission to use or not use from other artists. But
well, it's the little peep thing that we discussed, right? It's just like heavy sampling.
Yeah. But I think that this is I don't know if I would want like another one of these from him, if that makes sense. Like I'm definitely more aware of him now and intrigued by him than I was, you know, a week ago. But I kind of feel like this is one of those things, sort of like the Travis Barker record, where it's like, maybe this is one of those things that sits really well and nicely on its own. And like, mm-hmm. I didn't know that Kevin,
and that's all it has to be.
I didn't know that Kevin Bavona was on it either, which like totally makes sense.
Be sure to check out Tickets to My Downfall from Machine Gun Kelly. And if you are one of our Patreon supporters, let us know in the Discord what you think of it, and you know what you think of it, especially relative to your expectations going into a Machine Gun Kelly album. And if you're not a Patreon supporter, let us know on social, or go to patreon.com/Columbia House Party and support us there. And if you're interested in listening to us talk a little bit more about these kind of genre bending albums, again, episode 18 on Travis Barker, episode 27 on Lil Peep, the single that accompanied that Lil Peep one on Juice WRLD, which included some Yellow Card beef. There have been times where we touch on this. It's a really interesting subject for us as we get into the era of now the people who are making music are younger than us and, you know, came up listening to some of the stuff we engaged with as young adults. Jake, thank you so much, man.
Thank you, buddy.
Try the fish.